This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to hear your voice. We missed you last Monday. I understand that you had a conference call you had to be on, and geez. Anyway. We missed you.
Well, sorry. It was one of those odd legal situations where I needed to testify to help a patient.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really important. So that's why I mentioned, don't run in and out of the broadcast and try to do everything. So that's why I mentioned it that way. Well, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to be back on the air with you. Dr. Shealy, I have the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies that you authored, C. Norman Shealy, MD, PhD, and it is the book that I said many times, if you're only going to have one book, if you're only going to buy one book, this is the book. And thank you for personalizing it for me last week. I really appreciate that. And well, if it's okay with you, maybe after the bottom of the hour break, we could just go over a few items in that book. Is that okay with you?
Well, of course, whatever.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, there's something that has happened. I'd like to share it with our class. This is an article from Daily Mail. And the question is obviously going to be, how often does this happen? Have you ever heard of such a thing happening? But here it is. There's an Iowa man that has been 67 years old. He was awarded $12 million by a jury after doctors misdiagnosed him with cancer and removed his prostate, leaving him impotent, incontinent, and following a mix-up by the pathologist. So Ricky Lee Hewitt, he's 67 years old of Iowa. He was awarded this $12.5 million by a jury last week. And it's because the pathologist, Dr. Joy Trueblood of the Iowa Clinic in Des Moines, mixed up Hewitt's sample of his prostate with that of another patient in January 2017. He was told that he had prostate cancer and had his prostate removed at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in April 2017. And the pathologist examined, a pathologist at Iowa Methodist examined the prostate and found no cancer. So Dr. Trueblood said a scanner glitch led to the biopsy results being mixed up with those of another patient. And Hewitt suffered nerve damage from the surgery, and he's left with urinary incontinence, erectile dysfunction, and a strained relationship with his wife. Now, this word I've heard since the 1980s, like actually 1980 to be exact, the word glitch, G-L-I-T-C-H. And there was, when it's used, it's a computer glitch. Let me tell you what a glitch is, class. A glitch is a non-reproducible event. A non-reproducible event. Now, it doesn't say like it's a... It says it's a glitch in the article, but I don't believe it. I believe it's an error, a mistake, carelessness.
In my opinion, a glitch is a mistake. Words.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, have you heard... either firsthand or have you seen firsthand or been close to an error of this kind, which led to surgery for total removal of some body part that was absolutely, positively unnecessary?
I haven't personally seen a patient who's had that experience. On the other hand, I'm sure it happens. I don't know how often, but I would guess a few dozen times a year all around the country.
Mm-hmm. In this particular type of surgery, Dr. Shealy, removal of prostate, would you think that the surgeon going in there to actually do the surgery, so the pathologist is one person and the surgeon is somebody else, the surgeon would say, wait a minute, you know, this looks okay. Is it possible that tissue during the surgery, the surgeon would say, instead of, well, let's just cut this out, boom, cut it out and be done with it, they'd say, wait a minute, this really looks okay. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Is that possible?
Well, not likely, because basically, you know, the cancer could be in the center of the prostate, and certainly the outside would look normal. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be pretty advanced cancer for you to see it on the surface of the prostate.
Okay. And according to the article, the American Cancer Society says that prostate cancer is most common cancer in the United States in U.S. men, aside from skin cancer. It goes on to say that in 2019, this year, more than 174,600 men, over 174,000 men, are expected to be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more than 31,000 will die from it.
True.
Dr. Shealy, why is it that we would die from prostate cancer? What actually happens? Can you give us a feel for that?
Well, of course, it spreads. I mean, you don't die because of cancer in the prostate itself. It's because of it spreading both locally and through metastases to other parts of the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there something that men can do? My understanding is that if men live long enough, they'll get prostate cancer. It's almost a certainty. Is that right?
Well, it's a very strong possibility, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's 100%.
And if that's the case, that there's a strong possibility that we can all get this if we live long enough, what can we do? And should we do something early on? Are there supplements that we should take? Is there a regime?
Well, there's all kinds of things that need to be done. First, second, and third is to get adequate zinc. In addition to that, there are certain herbs and other normal substances that can help calm, if you will, the prostate. I think men should began thinking about this somewhere between 40 and 50 years of age. And, of course, salt palmetto is one of the common ones to help the prostate from enlarging. It's almost inevitably there is benign prostatic hypertrophy where it's not cancer, but it enlarges. And that is almost 100% in men as long as you live. I don't know what percent of them turn cancer, but it's certainly not 100%.
Okay. And what are the symptoms of an enlarged benign prostate, Dr. Shealy?
Well, having to go frequently, empty the bladder frequently, discomfort, urgency, and having to get up increasingly. After it gets past one time a night, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. And what about drinking lots of fluids? Will that help or not help or harm this condition?
Well, obviously, it will not help or harm, probably, unless you don't drink enough. Drinking excess certainly won't aggravate the problem, but it could aggravate the need to get up at night. In general, most men shouldn't drink a lot of water within an hour or two of going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was another question that I wanted to ask you. There are many people who recommend not eating after dinner after a certain hour. So my question, Dr. Shealy, is what is your recommendation for the typical person to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Assuming a normal, regular.
Third is to eat breakfast. The evidence is overwhelming. It fails to eat breakfast. It's really a serious health hazard. As far as lunch, well, if you're hungry, eat whenever necessary. But for dinner, you want to really be done, finished eating, at least 2 hours before you go to bed.
Okay. And why is that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, because the digestive process takes a lot of life energy. And it's more likely to interfere with your sleep and cause even some abdominal symptoms if you eat too close to bedtime.
Okay, and is it also because the body is trying to heal from the wear and tear of that day that you're resting from, that you need to rebuild, and it needs total effort in the rebuilding, and maybe digestion is pulling away from that rebuilding?
Absolutely.
Model?
That is true.
Okay.
Probably better is 3 hours, but 2 hours minimum.
Okay. Well, I'd like to share with you something that I've done, and I like experimenting. I don't take drugs, but I do some experiments. I mean, all kinds of experiments, electrical, mechanical, and even biological. And I wanted to find out if eating sugar before bedtime causes wild, vivid, nightmarish type dreams. And I've got to tell you that I'm absolutely, positively, 100% convinced in my case that if I have just a small amount of sugar before I go to bed, just before going to bed, I will have vivid, terrifying nightmares. Weird situations I've never thought about, situations I don't know anybody has ever thought about, situations I've never been in, situations I've never read about, situations I've never seen on television or movies or anywhere, weird things. And I happen to be in the middle of these things, and I can't get out if I have sugar. And then if I don't have sugar, I don't have them. If I have sugar, I have them. It's like absolute perfect correlation. Sugar equals nightmares for me. And can we talk about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. And if you'd like to send him an email, norm@normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, so I've done this experimentation with sugar. I could eat a piece of candy. Let's say it's a thin mint. Doesn't matter what it is. A little one of those fun size Milky Ways. And fun size means it's a tease, right? A little tiny Milky Way. Not the kind that we had when we were children, but a little tiny, like a 1 ouncer. And it will put me into a nightmare probably 3-4 hours later. What's going on? Do you have a feel for that, or is it just me?
Well, I'm sure it's you and a few other people. I don't know what percentage of people. The average person eats basically his or her weight in sugar each year. And so once you get accustomed to it, I doubt it has that kind of effect on the nightmares in more people. On the other hand, it is indeed a poison. It is not a food. Actually, sucrose itself is only found in a couple of plants. Most sugar is either fructose or glucose, and sucrose is found primarily in sugar cane and sugar beets. And it is an exquisitely refined artificial food. And it is undoubtedly part of the disease epidemic that we have in the world, but especially in this country.
So it sounds to me that, and by the way, I think I could get the same effect if I had a glass of what served in the South for just about every meal would be sweet tea, which would be over-sweetened iced tea.
Oh,
I believe
course.
I could get the same effect just having a sweet tea. But I've got to tell you, Dr. Shirley, these things are terrifying. You know, I could find myself in the middle of the ocean. I'm giving an example. It's not exactly the way it goes, but in the middle of the ocean, I'm trying to swim back to shore, and it's like, no way. And I'm swimming and swimming and swimming. I just cannot get there. Or I'm at the bottom of a pit, and I can't get out. Or no matter what it is, I am stuck, and I'm frantically trying to extricate myself from this situation, and I can't do it. I mean, that's the kind of nightmares I'm talking about. Full color, technicolor, living color, however you want to call it, sound, it's like being in a theater, and there I am, and it's just me, and I can't extricate myself from it. It's absolutely terrifying. And so, class, if maybe if you are having nightmares, maybe it is related to the same thing that I'm talking about. So you might want to just try escaping from sugar, and maybe you'll escape from these terrifying nightmares. And for me, it's really easy. Just don't eat sugar, and it all goes away. Dr. Shirley, there's a story. It's on MSN.com. And it says, deadly germs, lost cures, a mysterious infection spanning the globe in a climate of secrecy. And this was a couple days ago. And it goes on to say, last May, an elderly man was admitted into the Brooklyn branch of Mount Sinai Hospital for abdominal surgery. A blood test revealed that he was infected with a newly discovered germ, as deadly as it was mysterious. Doctors swiftly isolated him in the intensive care unit. The germ, a fungus called Candida auris, A-U-R-I-S, preys on people with weakened immune systems and is quietly spreading across the globe. Over the last 5 years, it has hit the neonatal unit in Venezuela, has swept through a hospital in Spain, forced the prestigious British Medical Center to shut down its intensive care unit, and has taken root in India, Pakistan, and South Africa. It goes on to say that recently C. aureus, now that's the name for it now, it's the letter C, period A-U-R-I-S, reached New York, New Jersey, Illinois, leading the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to add it to the list of germs deemed urgent threats. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. And ultimately, the question is going to be, okay, if it's this serious and we're having trouble treating it, how do we improve our immune system to peak performance? We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli elections are tomorrow, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come out with an 11th-hour promise to annex part of the occupied West Bank if he's reelected. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says that move would throw the region into a state of chaos and would be the death knell for a two-state solution.
And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
Netanyahu trying to pick up right-wing voters who support annexing Jewish settlements in the West Bank, settlements which are considered illegal under international law. President Trump says Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. There are numerous reports saying the president pressured her to submit that resignation. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and we're talking about a new bug, and it's considered an urgent threat by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this article that's from MSN.com says that, and I'll post it on the website, the man at Mount Sinai died after 90 days in the hospital, but C. aureus did not die. Tests showed that it showed up everywhere in his room, so invasive that the hospital needed special cleaning equipment and had to rip out some of the ceiling and floor tiles had to rip out some of the ceiling and floor tiles to eradicate. Everything was positive. That means everything tested positive. The walls, the bed, I'm reading this, so I'm not making this up. The walls, the bed, the doors, the curtains, the phone, the sink, the whiteboard, the poles, the pump, said Dr. Scott Lauren, the hospital's president. The mattress, the bed rails, the canister holes, the window shades, the ceiling, everything in the room tested positive for C. aureus. Aureus is so tenacious, in part because it's impervious to the major antifungal medications, making it an example of one of the world's most intractable health threats, the rise of drug-resistant infections. For decades, public health experts have warned that the overuse of antibiotics was reducing the effectiveness of drugs that have lengthened lifespans by curing bacterial infections once commonly fatal. But lately, there's been an explosion of resistant fungi, as well as adding a new and frightening dimension to a phenomenon that is undermining the pillar of modern medicine. Goes on to say, it's an enormous problem. A professor of fungal epidemiology at Imperial College London was a co-author of a recent review on the rise of resistant fungi. We are dependent on being able to treat these patients with antifungals. Simply put, fungi, like bacteria, are evolving defenses to survive modern medicine. Resistant germs are often called superbugs, but this is simplistic because they do not kill everybody. Instead, they are most lethal to people with immature or compromised immune systems, including newborns and elderly, smokers, diabetics, and people with autoimmune disorders who take steroids that suppress the body's defenses. Dr. Shealy, this sounds absolutely terrifying. Am I reading into it?
I actually read that thing myself when it came out a few days ago.
Right.
I don't remember exactly, but I remember reading it.
Right, just a couple days ago. That's exactly right. Over the weekend. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned?
No, I can't waste a lot of time on things I can't do anything about. So, as you know, I detach from those things. Now, I do believe that people who eat a lot of sugar have markedly increased their risk of this kind of thing happening. People who are grossly overweight, people who are in poor health in general, people who smoke, people who don't exercise, all of the negative habits greatly increase your risk of bad things happening one way or another. They weaken your immune system. And remember, 97.3% of people have one, are lacking one to five of the essential habits. So that means that only 2.7% of people have enough common sense just to live decently.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems so frustrating to us here at USA Prepares because there's so many simple things that you can do. For example, when I talked about the nightmares, I did an experiment to see. I did it over and over again just to make absolutely 100% sure that it was sugar. It's sugar. There's no question in my mind. All you have to do is no sugar. Now, to me, if... Dr. Shealy, I'm frustrated because I know a guy, I know a lot of people that are doing this, but specifically I know a guy who is way overweight, and I met him, and I like him, he's a really nice guy, and I said, you know, you have diabetes, you just told me you have diabetes, there's some things that you can do to make this all better, and if all you have to do, All you have to do, it's real easy. I'm going to give you a phone number, okay? And I said, all you have to do is call this number Monday morning between 9 and 11. This guy lives in Springfield, so it's not like it's even in a different time zone. And I said, 866-582-9933. All you have to do is call that number. I will put you on the air with Dr. Shealy. I actually have the call screen in front of me, so I can put you on immediately. Just tell the engineer your name. And I will put you on immediately, and you'll have as much time as you need with Dr. Shealy. All you need to do is write down your questions, your thoughts, tell us concisely what's going on. You don't even have to use your real name. And he said, but I said, but I'm going to tell you right now, Dr. Shealy's going to tell you to get off wheat. He's going to tell you to get off wheat. And he said, but I like bread. I love bread. I'm English.
Oh,
I love
thing. My dear
I love
baby.
Bread. Right. Well, I'm going to, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to tell our class a secret. If you don't want to eat bread in your house, don't buy bread. That's the secret. If you go to, it's as simple as that. If you're in the store and you're walking past the bread area, keep going. Don't buy the bread. And then when you're home, you won't be eating white bread because you won't have it. And then all you have to do is stop going to restaurants. Because I think that restaurants, I'm concerned about the cleanliness, and I know that it will be almost impossible for you to avoid chlorine and fluoride if you go to a restaurant. Because they cook with city water, most of them. Okay, they wash things with city water, and they'll put a glass of city water, maybe with a little bit of lemon in it, right in front of you. Or if you have a fountain beverage, or coffee, or tea, it's going to have city water. Or if you get a bottle of soda, it's going to have city water. Or if you get a bottle of beer, it's going to have city water. Other than wine, I think that just about every beverage you could have at a restaurant is going to have city water. It's going to have fluoride and chlorine in it, for sure.
Now, Vincent, just using common sense, the uncommon commodity.
Well, I know for a fact that if someone goes to the store and buys candy, that candy will be consumed. It will absolutely be consumed. Ronald Reagan proved it. He would have these meetings in the White House, and all these people would sit around these big conference tables, and they would figure out whatever they were working on, and he'd put like jelly beans in front of everybody, and they ate them. Okay, so there's no question that if it's there, like white bread or candy, you'll consume it. So the answer or the solution is so simple. Just don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. And after a while, if, for example, let's say you stop buying soda. And by the way, the soda aisles are expanding in all these stores. They're getting bigger and bigger. It's almost like soda's become a necessity. But if you stop drinking soda, and then after a couple months you try one, you'll say, wow, this is so oversweet. This is awful. And by the way, how come it's this color orange or blue or green or yellow or purple? Where do they get these colors from? Do they come from planet Earth, or do they have to go someplace else to get these colors? So you don't have to have, you really don't have to have these sweets. Just don't buy them. So Dr. Shealy, the immune system, we're talking about the immune system this article goes on to say, with bacteria and fungi alike, hospitals and local governments are reluctant to disclose outbreaks for fear of being seen as infection hubs. Even the Center for Disease Control, under its agreement with states, is not allowed to make public information or public the location or names of hospitals involved in outbreaks. State governments in many cases have declined to publicly share information beyond acknowledging that they've had the cases. So all the while, the germs are easily spread, carried on hands, equipment inside hospitals, ferried on meat and manure, fertilized vegetables from farms, transported across borders by travelers and on exports and imports, and transferred by patients from nursing home to hospital and back. So the man at Mount Sinai is one of dozens of the man who is infected at Mount Sinai has this dangerous bacteria and fungi that have developed resistance. And yet this threat is virtually not known to the public. Dr. Shealy, what should we do to improve our immune systems? Because it seems that is our greatest defense, since this bug could be anywhere and everywhere.
Well, at the very top of my list is have the basic habits of health. no smoking, no overweight, that is a normal body mass index of 18 to 24, minimum of 5 servings, preferably 7 or 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, exercise 30 minutes 5 days a week, and sleep 7 or 8 hours every night. That's absolutely basic, essential. Now, beyond that, I think avoid junk food. And that means avoiding 80% of all the food sold in this entire country. McDonald's and its clones, of course, at the top of the list. But all of the so-called cereals, all of the processed packaged foods. In other words, if it doesn't look as if it came from the farm, don't buy it.
Yeah. There's a paragraph in this article that I'm reading on MSN.com, and I will put this on the website. It says, under direction. Well, let me when we come back, I'll read these couple of paragraphs, because you're going to find out that this is a very, very difficult bug to eradicate. Very difficult. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Chile is with us. So, to continue with this article, C. auris, which infected the man at Mount Sinai, is one of dozens of dangerous bacteria and fungi that have developed resistance. Yet, like most of them, it is a threat that's virtually unknown to the public. Other prominent strains of the fungus Candida, one of the most common causes of bloodstream infections in hospitals, have not developed significant resistance to drugs. But more than 90% of C. auris infections are resistant to at least one drug, and 30% are resistant to two or more drugs. This is according to the CDC. Dr. Sosa, Connecticut's deputy state epidemiologist, said she now saw C. auris at the top threat among resistant infections. It's pretty much unbeatable and difficult to identify. Nearly half of the patients who contract C. auris die within 90 days, according to the CDC. Yet the world's experts have not nailed down where it came from in the first place. It's a creature from the Black Lagoon, said Dr. Tom Chiller, who heads the fungal branch at CDC, which is spearheading the global directive effort to find treatments and stop the spread. It bubbled up, and now it is everywhere. Goes on to say, in late 2015, Dr. Rhodes, an infectious disease expert at Imperial College in London, got a panic call from the hospital, in a British hospital, and a C. auris had taken root there months earlier, and the hospital could not clear it. Quote, we have no idea where it's coming from. We've never heard of it. It spread like wildfire. And so what they did was they tried to clean it up. And here's what they did. Under the direction of a doctor, the hospital workers used a special spray device to aerosolize hydrogen peroxide around the room from a patient with C. auris. And the theory being that the vapor would scour each nook and cranny, and they left it going for a week. They put on, then they put in a settle plate in the middle of the room with a gel at the bottom that would serve as a place for any surviving microbes to grow. Only one organism grew back, C. auris. It was spreading, but the word had not. So what's happening is this is very difficult to kill. It kills a lot of people, and it kills them within 90 days. Dr. Shuley, you gave us some medical advice as to what we need to do. We need to exercise. We need to eat healthy. We need to take supplements. Is there anything else we should do? Is there behavior that we should avoid?
Anger, depression, and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those damage your immune system.
Okay. So avoid being angry, and that's really hard to do. You know, in today's world, it's really hard to not be angry. You know, our son was traveling yesterday along the highways. I was coming from out of state back to the farmhouse, and the police pulled up behind him, flashed, you know, the lights, red, white, blue lights, everything but the siren, flew up behind him, pulled up along next to him on the highway, and then pointed at his lights, and then took off and flew down the road. You know, just in my opinion, some people might say, well, it was really nice of him to tell me how to light out. There's no need to put that additional stress on a person, saying, hey, I'm the cop, I could pull you over for that, you know, without saying it. Lights, everything but the siren went off because of a light, really. You know, all he had to do was just pull up next to him, just kind of point, and then continue on his way. But, no, we live in a very stressful society. Bills to pay, we've overly complexed our lives, and we can't seem to fix the things in our lives that, I'm talking about the mechanical things, the electrical things. You can't fix anything electronic today. You have to call a guy. You have to call somebody. You got a computer problem, you got to call somebody. Your telephone doesn't work, you have to call somebody. Your car doesn't work, you have to call somebody. I mean, the list is endless. So, Dr. Shuley, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for the average person to avoid a lot of the stresses that we have put on ourselves. We've done this. It's all our fault. We have done it. We've been entrapped. Any quick comments before we go to a break?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Dr. Shuley, can we talk about your book starting on page 34?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.